started with the special four parashios we have before Pesach. We started Shabbos Parashat Shkolim, which is my bar mitzvah parasha, as well as Mishpatim. So 2 weeks from now, we get to Shabbos Parashat Zohar. So let's discuss a little bit about the mitzvah of Zohar. Is it limited to Shabbos? When should we be doing it? So in terms of the mitzvah of Zohar, so the Sifri discussed the issue of, so there's a mitzvah to remember Amalek. So let's take a moment of silence and then just think about them and fulfill my mitzvah. Do I have to actually, it says to remember. So does when the Torah says to remember, is remembering enough, or I have to do something more than remember? Let's take Kiddush Friday night. Remember the Shabbos day and sanctify it. So I'll just, everyone can come together. We'll sit down at the meal. We'll think about Shabbos and we'll eat. Is that enough to fulfill your mitzvah of Zohar? So the Chazal tell us, no, that we have a tradition. It's not enough just to remember. Because by parasha Zohar, it says Zohar and it says lo sishkach. It says to remember and it says don't forget. So obviously, if I'm not going to forget, so what does Zohar come to teach me? It must teach me Zohar means bepeh. And that's what we learned by Kiddush as well. Shomar means that I have to remember the Shabbos, but Zohar means, so we have a tradition that anytime it says Zohar, it means at least bepeh. Zechira Tzias Mitzrayim. Any mitzvah we have with remembering, remembering is not enough. You have to say it in order to remember it. So it's always Zechira Bepeh. So how does one fulfill the mitzvah of parashas of Zohar? So according to the Rambam, when he talks about the mitzvah in our Torah, he makes no mention of the Shabbos before Purim. That he discusses in Hilchas Tefillah. When he talks about the Daraisa and Hilchas Malachim, he says, remember what it says, Lizkor Tamid, he says, you have a continuous mitzvah to remember Amalek. So the simple reading of the Rambam is continuous, as the Stipler and others explain. When the Torah gives us a mitzvah, it doesn't give us the details of how often and when. The assumption is once a day, every day. So the Rambam seems to be saying today, yesterday, tomorrow, 2 weeks from now, we have to fulfill a mitzvah in our Torah of Zohar. We have a daily mitzvah of saying Zohar. So of course, you have the rabbi set up that we do it on Shabbos before Purim, but Purim didn't exist when we had the mitzvah in our Torah. Purim is not biblical, it's rabbinical. So according to the Rambam, every day we have a mitzvah today. And based on this Rambam, the Magen Avraham gives a suggestion. That's why, in fact, at the end of Shachar, it's in most Siddurim, they'll have the Shei Sechiris. They have the different, today most people are long gone before, but so I'll give you another Eitzah if you leave early, how you can do it. But to the Magen Avraham, not my Eitzah, the Magen Avraham's Eitzah, the Magen Avraham writes, when we say in Birkas Kriya Shema, V'keiravtanu l'shimcha hagadol, we should have a mind to fulfill the mitzvah daraisa of Zohar. Why? Because what is the Kirav Tana Vishim Kagada? Because at the Pasuk at the end of Parashas Peshalach talks about God's throne is incomplete as long as Amalek is around. Amalek's like is the vital enemy of God, of the Jewish people, and as long as there's Amalek, God's throne, so to speak, can't be complete. So the Kirav Tana, we wait for the day that God Shimcha Hagadol, where God's name is great again, and when is that? When the Mashiach comes and we destroy Amalek. So, of course, there's a debate in the Gemara whether mitzvah strichas kavana. As I like to say, that's a post-facto debate. Everyone agrees, you're about to put on tefillin, you should have kavana. That's not a debate. The debate is, if you put on tefillin without kavana, do you have to redo the mitzvah or not? That if you do a mitzvah without the requisite kavana, must I repeat it? That's the machloka. So we pass on a mitzvah daraisa, yes, mitzvah striches kavana. So therefore, the Magen Avraham says one has to have kavana. So therefore, starting this morning for the rest of your life, when you say the Kerav Tanu L'Shimcha Agado, have a mind to fulfill your mitzvah daraisa of Zachar. And therefore, according to the Rambam, you fulfill your daily mitzvah parasha Zachar, and you don't have to stay after davening and do the shade. And if you don't do, you can do it any time during the day. When you talk about Amalek to someone else, to yourself, you have a mind to fulfill. So the Rambam makes no mention of Shabbos parasha Zachar in terms of this mitzvah. He doesn't see anything about a Sefer Torah. He says, we know Zechira Bepeh, but that's it. I don't have to even read it from a Chumash. As long as I say that I remember the terrible atrocities, what Amalek did, and I remember to destroy whatever I have to say, so that's enough. So that's the Shitas HaRambam. So where does our minhag of reading from a Sefer Torah fit in? We think we have to read Parashat Zachar from a Sefer Torah. So again, so if you have your own Sefer Torah at home, then take out a Sefer Torah and read it. It's nothing to do with Shul. That's where Shul happens to have where the Sifrei Torah located. But Tosis is the first one to bring up the concept of a Sefer Torah. Of course, for those learning Daf Yomi, it'll be the second parak was long ago. So I don't expect you to remember it, and it was the Tosfos, not the Gemara. So the Gemara talks about Kriya Shema B'chol Lashon, what mitzvahs could I do with Lashon HaKodesh? So Tosfos there writes, when the discussion is, because generally speaking, Kriya Satorah is a mitzvah derabanan. Every Monday, Thursday, Shabbos Mincha, Kriya Satorah, even though Moshe instituted it, but Moshe not institute rabbinical laws as well as biblical laws. So it's clear-cut, we assume Kriya Satorah is a mitzvah derabanan. Yet Tosis writes in a statement when he talks about there's a Kriya Satorah midaraisa, he writes. And what is it? What kind of Kriya Satorah? Tosis wants to know, when do we ever read Kriya Satorah that it's a biblical obligation? It's never a biblical obligation, it's only rabbinical. The Tosis says, Parsha Zachar. When we read Parsha Zachar, that is a mitzvah min haTorah of Kriyas haTorah. So Tosis is the first one to bring up the concept of reading Zachar from a Sefer Torah, from a class. So the Rambam says, mitzvah min haTorah, but you don't need it. There's no Sefer Torah. You do it any way you want. Tosis introduces the concept of Parsha Zachar with the Sefer Torah. Yeah.
Just the Rosh that we saw that he has he brings as far as having a minion and bring them to the slave, and that was the Maisa. So how would they have done it prior to Tosis bringing that down? That's how they did it with
they
have to have a minion to do it.
I didn't say anything about a minion. I'm going to get to your point right now. So right now is, so you have the Rambam who says, no, this say it. You have Tosus who brings down the concept of a Sefer Torah. Yet our minig is, we seem to be very makbid on hearing a betzibor. We need a minion of 10. So where does that come from? So that's what Avi is alluding to. This is a much more recent daf in Daf Yomi. Mem Zayin Amem Beis, 47b. A very interesting Gemara. That Rabbi Eliezer nichnas lebeis hakneses. Rabbi Eliezer entered the synagogue, and he was looking for a minion. And lo and behold, there were 9 men and 1 eved Kenani, So he said, "You know what? And the luck is, if you're free an eved Kenani, he gets the status of a yid. You know the whole process." But so the effort. So what did he do? He went ahead, yeah.
The problem I always have with that Gemara is that you don't have to free him, not be able to go to Tefila, you have to have Thomas Nubris, he is involved. So by the time they've done all that, couldn't they just have the 10th?
Yeah, so I'm saying he could have been. Right. I'm saying, however, the Metzias is that they got him ready, they had the mikvah, right, whatever he needed to do. That's a good technical question. It's like saying, where did the Jews find the mikvah in the middle of the midbar? But the bottom line is we assume there was tefillah, but it's a fair question, but it doesn't change the principle. Yeah. I guess they had a lot of time for Zman Kriya Shema, so they were able to convert him. But maybe they did the quick conversion. So either way, whatever needed to be done, that's right. Some people have to wait like 5 years to convert, but Lezer, he went quickly. So, But anyway, because Eved Kenani already is a quasi-Jew. He's not a regular conversion. He's already has the status of an Isha for Mitzvah. So it's not like, you know, the conversion process is already well into it. So
he can turn an oven on?
You mean for Bishop Welcome? But he doesn't have the din of a Jew for in terms of Kedusha Yisrael, in terms, but you know, you mean
he has the din of an Isha, so then it would depend on his level of
Nehemiah. Exactly, yeah, no, I'm sorry, in terms of, well, you mean he should be like no worse than the nannies we have?
So, I would frame it, but go ahead.
Ryan, that's all I'm saying.
Let's continue.
Yeah. So, so the Gemara says what happened. He went into, so he freed his Eved Kenani. So the Gemara says, how can he free his Eved Kenani? There's a biblical prohibition to free your Eved Kenani. La'olam bahem tavodu. You're not allowed to free your Eved Kenani for no reason. So how can he free his Eved Kenani? So the Gemara says, mitzvah shani. He did it for the mitzvah. Let's call it of tefillah b'tzibur, let's say.
Eved Kenani
is a non-Jewish servant. So it's not like when Lincoln freed, we're not talking about a regular like person who, but he's a non-Jew, but he took on, so he, it's kind of like, so it's like a he's like a quasi-Jew. He did, you know, different opinions, you know, he did some part of the conversion already, and he has a status of, in terms of mitzvahs like women, so he's like a quasi-Jew. But it's a non-Jew. We have Eved Ivri is a Jewish servant, so he's Jewish 100%. Eved Kenani is a non-Jewish servant, but he's not just like a regular
Will
non-Jew.
Will he ever become a full Jew?
What?
Will he ever become?
Yeah,
a Jew?
If you once you free him, he becomes a
Jew.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's what I'm saying. So he's he's midway. So the question is, how could you free him? It's a biblical prohibition. So the Gemara says, mitzvah shani. We're doing it for the mitzvah. For a mitzvah, it's okay. Gemara says, what? For a mitzvah, it's okay? So let me tell you something. The holiday of Sukkot, we have the mitzvah of four species. So let's say you don't have your own four species, so you steal someone else's. So is that okay? So the Gemara says, no, it's a mitzvah haba b'aveira. In fact, not only don't you get the mitzvah of the four species, you're over Geneva, you're a thief. So what do you mean mitzvah shani? I can. What happens to the principle of mitzvah? If you do a mitzvah through the means of a sin, it's meaningless. It doesn't even count. So what do you mean for a mitzvah I could do an avera? The Gemara says you're right. Mitzvah derabim shani, a public mitzvah is different. So let's assume it's the mitzvah tefillah b'tzibur, saying kaddish, saying kedusha. So it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah derabim. So therefore, the Gemara says, for a mitzvah derabim, for a public mitzvah, we permit you to violate the prohibition of olam ahem tavodu. So that's the Gemara. So therefore, it's a reza freed. So okay. So comes along. That's the Gemara. Comes along the Rush, and raises the question: when are we talking about here? So, and the Rush says. From this inference of the Rush, we have a whole chumram on Shabbos Parashat Zohar. The Rush says, and don't tell me, you know what day this was today? It was Shabbos Parashat Zohar, or it was Parashat Zohar, and he freed the slave to fulfill his mitzvah daraisa of Parashat Zohar b'tzibur. So the question is like, what are you talking about? Who said you needed a minion for Parashat Zohar? So we see from the Rush, why do Rebbe Ezra have to free his slave for? In other words, we're talking about needing a minion, and he's talking about Shabbos Parsha Zohar. He says, don't say it because it's not mashma that way. It's mashma b'chol mile, he writes. But from the inference of the Rush, we see the Rush felt that you needed tzibur for Shabbos Parsha Zohar. So that gets into a whole discussion. It's a Gemara in Moed Katan about, let's say, we know that you can't have Avelis on Yontif. Avelis and Simchas Yontif cannot coexist. Why not? So the Gemara says, because the mitzvah derabim of Simchas Yontif overrides to the public mitzvah of Simchas Yontif of being with Simcha on Yantav overrides my private mitzvah of Avelis of mourning. So we'll have to come back to that Gemara. But the point being is we have three shitas in the Rishonim. The Rambam shitas every morning in Davening when you say V'kerav Tanu L'Shem Kagado, or throughout the day, you just have to say about the atrocities of Amalek and you can remember your mitzvah of Amalek. Tosis introduces the concept of you need a Sefer Torah to fulfill your mitzvah, but and the Rush is the one who brings up the concept of a minion. So L'chadchia will machmir like the Shitas HaRush to fulfill Parsha Zohar B'tzibor with a minion. And but of course we'll see if you can't make it to a minion. So if you have a Sefer Torah at home, you might as well get Tosis in, and if not, you get the Rambam. But we'll discuss what happens if you miss Shabbos Parsha Zohar. But what do you do? Is there any way of making it up? And are women obligated in Parsha Zohar, or is it only men? So is it a fundamental machlok? Is the Rambam holds it every day? Does Tosis hold it every day, or it's one day? So we'll have to discuss it.